News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
First up, though, today, later on, Donald Trump. Today is Donald Trump Day because he is, of course, going to be sworn in as the 47th President of the United States of America. And joining us now from on the ground in Washington, D.C. is our own political correspondent, Sean Defoe. Good morning to you, Sean. I know it's very early where you are. What do we expect to see? Lots of pomp and ceremony today, but what do we actually expect to happen?
Yeah, morning, Ciara. Pomp and ceremony, but very different to the usual inaugurations, because this is the first one since 1985. It's going to be held entirely indoors. It's about minus 5 degrees Celsius here, and that's as warm as it's going to get all throughout the day, according to the forecasters. And so all of the outdoor events have been moved inside for public safety. So a guest list that had 250,000 tickets given out for the event on the Capitol Mall has been reduced to just 600, furiously cutting down who's going to be there, from congressmen to the tech titans and the celebrities and all the rest who will actually see Trump in person. And then there's going to be a rally in the Capitol One arena, both a watch party there and then the parade that usually happens from Capitol Hill down to Washington or down to the White House is going to be held there. There was a massive victory rally in the Capitol One arena yesterday as well. I went outside to see some of the party, and I tell you, it's far from Blue Monday. Some of the Trump superfans had been camping out for almost 24 hours before the rally was even due to begin, in the sleet and the snow and the rain and everything else. And I got chatting to members of a group of serial attendees at Trump rallies who call themselves the Front Row Joe.
He's our soldier. He's our warrior. He's our president. I'm here to support him. This is my 31st rally. And hope it's my last. He's a lot of work. He's a lot of work. But we're gonna be here to support him and celebrate with him today and tomorrow.
He's tiring even for you as a big fan.
Oh, yeah, he's tiring. Yeah, he's tiring. Well, when you go to 31 rallies, yeah, he's very tiring. So.
I mean, I go to all the rallies. I'm in the 29 rallies. I go all the United States, you know.
And what about him? Like, what is it for you?
Well, I love Trump. He's the greatest president ever. He says what he's going to do. He does it. Everything was better when Trump was in office, so I'm really excited for him to get back in.
And what are you hoping he'll do in the first few days of this presidency?
First day, he's going to close the border, and he's going to drill, baby, drill. You know what I'm saying? He's going to enact everything he said he's going to do, you know. So I'm ready.
So you're ready. And what about the wider 4 years then? Like, four more years of Trump, what do you hope?
He's going to be in the golden age of America. He told Hamas and Israel before he get back in office, they need to make a deal or it's going to be hell to pay. And sure enough, you see how they made the deal, you know. Mm. And Biden trying to take credit for it, it was Trump. The world recognizes our strength, and Trump exudes strength.
Thank you again.
You
know.
Do you think he's going to do the same in Ukraine?
Yes. As soon as he get in, he's going to make a deal with them. Mark my words, a week or so after he get in, that's going to be over. Putin and all of them going to basically stop that nonsense.
And you've been to, so this is rally number 30?
This is rally number 29.
Number 29. What's it like inside a Trump rally?
It's like the greatest show on earth. I love going to Trump rallies.
Goodness, a rousing endorsement of Trump there from the Front Row Joes. Is it all people, is it all pro-Trump at the moment? I mean, the wind is at his back. He's won. He's being inaugurated. Is there any room for dissent, or is this just the Donald Trump show?
It's just the Donald Trump show. It's actually so different from 2017. And indeed, you know, after he left office, the protests that happened in 2017 around when his inauguration had 500,000 people, the same protest this time had 50,000. You're even seeing the likes of the celebrities who didn't endorse him before and who were anathema to him are surrounding him this time around. He talked about appointing ambassadors to Hollywood, including Sylvester Stallone and Mel Gibson, to go and clean up Hollywood at his rally last night. Even people who had been against him, and Snoop Dogg performed at one of his events last night, having said in 2017 that, you know, criticizing other artists who might perform for him, saying who's going to be the first to turn, and obviously to the glee of Fox News as they ran that audio again. So, and it's interesting, this time it's going to be the first US inauguration to have foreign leaders there. The president of Argentina is here, the prime minister of Italy as well, Giorgia Meloni, and Nigel Farage was at a number of events last night. And a lot of the people who've come to see him are international too. Near the top of the queue, who had been waiting out for, again, almost 24 hours for that rally yesterday, were a lot of Canadians, the Maple Leaf MAGAs, as they call themselves. Here's why they made the journey to D.C.
Well, I'm from Canada, so this isn't all so cold.
Yeah. And so what is you, and you've got your Make Canada Great Again hat on, like, why do you support Trump?
because when that last election was stolen from him, I knew bad things were going to come. And not only to the United States, I knew it was going to be bad for Canada too. I just didn't realize how bad it was going to be for my family. I think Donald Trump is the only hope that we do have for this world. Because up in Canada, the things that are being done to us up there is unbelievable.
What do you make of the suggestion that Trump is going to expand America, talking about Greenland, but talking about Canada too?
Well, you know how I feel at this point? Canada has done nothing but let me down my entire life. So if we become the 51st state, I'm okay with that. Donald J. Trump gave people hope. And when he lost that election, the hope was gone. And then these tyrannical governments came after us like crazy. Biden and Justin Trudeau, two of a kind. Both of them should go to prison.
He's fighting for the average people.
And what do you think he's going to do in his first few days, in particular in the next few weeks? So what are you hoping to see from a Trump presidency?
I think one of the first things he should do is pardon all the January 6th people that were put in jail, you know, unlawfully, illegally. It was a total setup, right? And people actually believed that there was a real insurrection. Canada, or the U.S. has more guns per capita than any other country in the world, probably. And they're supposed to have an insurrection and take over the capital, and nobody brought a gun, right? makes no sense at all.
Goodness, Sean, the 51st state of the USA, Canada. I think for a lot of people listening, they will be surprised to some extent to hear all of that. But obviously, as you say, lots of time. How many executive orders are we hearing he may sign today? We're hearing he's going to come out of the traps pretty fast.
Yeah, like a shock and awe campaign of executive orders. As many as 200, he said last night, okay. And they are going to focus largely on the border, certainly straight away, and undoing a lot of the Biden era changes, a lot of the Biden executive orders that were being signed by Biden. I mean, he was signing pardons up until a couple of hours ago here in the US. So it really is going to be out of the trap. And it was interesting talking to people in the crowd yesterday. Like everyone you spoke to, it was the same things. It was immigration, it was drain the swamp, it was deep state, and it was inflation if there was ever an issue that was more normal or more mainstream, if you like. Yeah. But they're all on the MAGA talking points.
Look, thank you very much for joining us, and thank you for staying up till whatever hour it is where you are to do so this morning, and enjoy what will be a historical event. If nothing else, that is our own political correspondent, Sean Defoe. Jonathan, it is Trump Day. It is the inauguration day. What do you make of it?
You're challenging what I had said I was going to do with regards to another Trump presidency, which is to largely ignore the psychodrama and let it happen, let it wash over the United States, where predominantly this will have an impact, and not affect us in the way that it did 8 years ago when we were hanging on every twist and turn of a slightly strange individual who somehow had become president. It's going to be terrible. For many people in the US, others are going to find it great. If you are a migrant, particularly a migrant of colour, this is a worrying time, despite the fact that so many migrants of colour would have actually voted for Trump. He is going to do some pretty terrible things, and he is going to gloss over them by pretending that he's good at solving the issue at TikTok. But the rest of the world just has to hold its nerve for 4 more years. And then hopefully we'll have a post-Trump era. We thought we had it, but we didn't. And now we are going to hear some pretty awful things. Remember children in cages and the border? Remember he did that? He'll do something like that again.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I agree with you. I think there's been a lot of hysteria about Trump. I think we wouldn't. I think, do you know what? I think the people of Gaza should be celebrating this, because I don't think that Biden was going to achieve a ceasefire. I do think that is down to Trump. And I think I don't like Trump. And I think lots of people here don't like Trump. I don't like him as a man. I wouldn't have voted for him. But I think his detractors and his opponents, the kind of hysteria that they have brought to it, didn't come to pass. Inflation was rampant under Biden in a way that was different to Trump. So Americans, ordinary Americans, had more money in their pocket under Trump than they did this. I know you're saying it's going to be terrible, but did you hear the unadulterated delight? Half of America, more than half of voters, obviously endorse Trump. They're not all bad people. They're not all mad people. We need to also remember that when we talk about divisiveness, the divisiveness comes from two sides, and that America is an ally of ours. We sometimes seem to forget that, and we sometimes lose sight of that, but it is. It is an ally that is very necessary and that helped us greatly during our own troubles with peace processes and many, many other ways. And I think perhaps we have gotten it wrong too, that Trump is not as bad as perhaps we thought he was. I don't think, I mean, the thing on January 6th was an insanity.
It's pretty awful. He tried to overthrow the democracy.
And I would agree with you. And that was dangerous. And I would agree with you on all of that. But his presidency wasn't anything particularly worse than Barack.
He said he was going to drink bleach, Kira. Come on, we can't look back.
Barack
and
Obama, Biden, you know, none of them have. A lot of it is about spin and PR, half of these things. There is a ceasefire in the Middle East today, and it is largely to do with Trump. And let's watch and see what happens in Ukraine. I think it isn't just about holding our nerve. I think we all need to calm down. Calm down about Trump. That's what I think we need to do. I think we get far too hysterical. I remember even in the run-up to this election, people burning effigies of him and everything, like he's the devil incarnate. You know, we need to get over ourselves. It isn't one side that has the moral authority in this world. Lots of people have different opinions, and we need to start respecting them and maybe trying to understand them. But look, let us know what you think. Let us know what you think out there this morning about the 47th president of the USA. How bad is it going to be? How good is it going to be? We'd love to hear from you this morning. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.